I don't hate the Socs anymore. They shouldn't hate...
Hold up!
A familiar voice yelled.
Hold it!
Derry turned to see who it was, and Paul swung, a hard right to the jaw that would have felled anyone but Derry. The rumble was on. Dallas Winston ran to join us. I couldn't find a Soc my size, so I took the next best size and jumped on him. Dallas was right beside me, already on top of someone.
I thought you were in the hospital,
I yelled as the Soc knocked me to the ground and I rolled to avoid getting kicked.
I was.
Dally was having a hard time because his left arm was still in bad shape.
I ain't now.
How? I managed to ask as the Soc I was fighting leaped on top of me and we rolled near Dally.
Talk the nurse into it with two-bit switch. Don't you know a rumble ain't a rumble unless I'm in it?
I couldn't answer because the Soc, who was heavier than I took him for, had pinned me and was slugging the sense out of me. I thought dizzily that he was going to knock some of my teeth loose or break my nose or something, and I knew I didn't have a chance. But Derry was keeping an eye out for me. He caught that guy by the shoulder and half lifted him up before knocking him 3 feet with a sledgehammer blow. I decided it would be fair for me to help Dally since he could only use one arm. They were slugging it out, but Dallas was getting the worst of it, so I jumped on his Soc's back, pulling his hair and pounding him. He reached back and caught me by the neck and threw me over his head to the ground. Tim Shepard, who was fighting two at once, accidentally stepped on me, knocking my breath out. I was up again as soon as I got my wind and jumped right back on the Soc, trying my best to strangle him. While he was prying my fingers loose, Dally knocked him backward so that all three of us rolled on the ground, gasping, cussing, and punching. Somebody kicked me hard in the ribs, and I yelped in spite of myself. Some Soc had knocked out one of our bunch and was kicking me as hard as he could, but I had both arms wrapped around the other Soc's neck and refused to let go. Dally was slugging him, and I hung on desperately, although that other Soc was kicking me, and you'd better believe it hurt. Finally, he kicked me in the head so hard it stunned me, and I lay limp, trying to clear my mind and keep from blacking out. I could hear the racket, but only dimly through the buzzing in my ears. Numerous bruises along my back and on my face were throbbing, but I felt detached from the pain, as if it wasn't really me feeling it.
"They're running!" I heard a voice yell joyfully. "Look at the dirty Soc's run!"
It seemed to me that the voice belonged to Two-Bit, but I couldn't be sure. I tried to sit up and saw that the Socs were getting into their cars and leaving. Tim Shepard was swearing blue and green because his nose was broken again, and the leader of the Brumley boys was working over one of his own men because he had broken the rules and used a piece of pipe in the fighting. Steve lay doubled up and groaning about 10 feet from me. We found out later he had 3 broken ribs. Soda Pop was beside him, talking in a low, steady voice. I did a double take when I saw Two-Bit. Blood was streaming down one side of his face, and one hand was busted wide open, but he was grinning happily because the Socs were running.
"We won,"
Derry announced in a tired voice. He was going to have a black eye, and there was a cut across his forehead.
"We beat the Socs."
Dally stood beside me quietly for a minute, trying to grasp the fact that we had really beaten the Socs. Then, grabbing my shirt, he hauled me to my feet.
"Come on!"
He half-dragged me down the street.
"We're going to see Johnny."
I tried to run but stumbled, and Dally impatiently shoved me along.
"Hurry! He was getting worse when I left. He wants to see you."
I don't know how Dallas could travel so fast and hard after being knocked around and having his sore arm hurt some more, but I tried to keep up with him. Track wasn't ever like the running I did that night. I was still dizzy and had only a dim realization of where I was going and why. Dally had Buck Merrill's T-Bird parked in front of our house, and we hopped into it. I sat tight as Dally roared the car down the street. We were on 10th when a siren came on behind us, and I saw the reflection of the red light flashing in the windshield.
"Look sick," Dally commanded. "I'll say I'm taking you to the hospital, which'll be truth enough."
I leaned against the cold glass of the window and tried to look sick, which wasn't too hard, feeling the way I did right then. The policeman looked disgusted.
"All right, buddy, where's the fire?"
The kid. Dally jerked a thumb toward me. He fell over on his motorcycle, and I'm taking him to the hospital. I groaned, and it wasn't all fake out. I guess I looked pretty bad, too, being cut and bruised like I was. The fuzz changed his tone. Is he real bad? Do you need an escort? How would I know if he's bad or not? I ain't no doc. Yeah, we could use an escort. And as the policeman got back into his car, I heard Dally hiss, Sucker. With the siren ahead of us, we made record time getting to the hospital. All the way there, Dally kept talking and talking about something, but I was too dizzy to make out most of it. I was crazy, you know that, kid? Crazy for wanting Johnny to stay out of trouble, for not wanting him to get hard. If he'd been like me, he'd never have been in this mess. If he'd got smart like me, he'd never have run into that church. That's what you get for helping people. Editorials in the paper are in a lot of trouble. You'd better wise up, Pony. You get tough like me, and you don't get hurt. You look out for yourself, and nothing can touch you. He said a lot more stuff, but I didn't get it all. I had a stupid feeling that Dally was out of his mind, the way he kept raving on and on, because Dallas never talked like that. But I think now I would have understood.